Good afternoon. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will have opening statements, and then we'll have time for a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Ardern, Jacinda, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the NATO headquarters. And New Zealand and NATO is far apart on the map, but we are very close as partners. And we really appreciate the close partnership with New Zealand. We share the same values. We believe in a rules-based order, and we have worked together for peace and security for many years. We also understand that many of the threats and challenges we face, they are truly global. Terrorism, cyber, proliferation of nuclear weapons, all these threats and challenges are a challenge both for NATO allies and for New Zealand. We welcome very much the close partnership. We see that in many different ways. We see it in Afghanistan, where we have where we have been working together for several years, and New Zealand has contributed with personnel to the National Army Defence Academy, helping to train and educate Afghan soldiers and officers. And the purpose of our presence in Afghanistan is to prevent Afghanistan from once again becoming a safe haven for international terrorism. There is still a very difficult situation in Afghanistan, but we strongly believe that the best way to help to stabilize the country is to train the forces, build local capacity, so they can stabilize their own country. We're also happy and glad for that New Zealand plays a valuable role in the global coalition to defeat ISIS. You are training Iraqi forces. NATO has trained Iraqi forces for some time, but we are now scaling up our presence in Iraq with a new training mission. And we in our meeting today, discussed how New Zealand and NATO best can coordinate our efforts in the fight against terrorism, both in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and elsewhere. New Zealand also has maritime capabilities, which contribute to our shared security, and we have seen that, especially in our joint efforts to fight piracy off the Horn of Africa. The alliance also benefits from New Zealand's expertise and insight in Asia-Pacific security, and we look forward to continuing our close consultations. Today, we discussed the full range of our cooperation. We identified areas where we could do more together, including work on maritime security, cyber defense, and women, peace, and security. So I look forward to continuing the cooperation with New Zealand and with you. And once again, warmly welcome to NATO headquarters, please.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. Thank you for the warmth of your welcome. Obviously, my first official visit here to Brussels, so obviously my first official visit to your new and expansive NATO headquarters, but it's a real pleasure to be here with you and to receive this warm welcome. As you say, the security environment has changed markedly in the last 20 years. Globalization has, in many ways, particularly for a small country at a great distance from others, it has made the world feel that much smaller. And that has had positive benefits for a country like ours that is often distant from traditional theatres of conflict, but which has always sought to play its role and its part in the defence of values and norms in which we hold dear. But globalisation is also creating an increasingly complex security and economic environment, making that relationship between us all the more relevant, but also the need for us to be all the more dynamic and adaptable for the challenges that we face, including, for instance, cybersecurity. That's why New Zealand's geographic isolation is no longer a barrier. It once was, and that is why we cannot respond just to those security threats alone, and nor can any other individual state The threats we face are truly global in their nature, but also in their impact. And that is why we will continue to make the case for collective action, because the case for it has never been clearer. And this is where our partnership with NATO is so important, and where also it has the ability to be mutually beneficial. Although separated by great distance, we share common values, the values of democracy, the values of human rights, protecting fundamental freedoms, and increasingly the need to uphold the rules-based order. It's incredibly helpful for us to be able to share, as we have done today, insights on key security challenges and identifying ways that we can work together. Today, the Secretary-General and I discussed how we can best work together to achieve those mutual goals. And, of course, we discussed issues of maritime security, terrorism in particular. We also had a discussion around some of the challenges in our region in particular. I'd like to think New Zealand has a small... In fact, I know New Zealand has a small but highly capable security and defence force. We have a well-earned reputation, which we discussed today, for providing high-quality personnel for international missions, and that includes to NATO operations. And we have supported efforts led by NATO to deliver peace and security in Afghanistan and Kosovo, for instance. And we continue to work alongside you and your members in many other theatres to defend that rule-based order. We did discuss the situation in Afghanistan and Iraq together today, and it is clear that international support is required in the region to assist both countries to provide security, prosperity, the rule of law, and as we discussed today, to continue to see those improvements and access to some of the things that we consider most basic, like, for instance, education. I'm grateful to the Secretary-General for his openness, his willingness to share his insights with me, and I thank you again for your hospitality, and I look forward to continuing our important relationship together between New Zealand and NATO.
Thank you. Yes, please, TV New Zealand.
Hello, my name's Joy. I'm from Television New Zealand. Just a question. Do NATO and New Zealand have plans together in Afghanistan or Iraq going forward?
New Zealand is helping and supporting the NATO mission in Afghanistan. And we have many partners working together with NATO in Afghanistan. And we welcome, of course, that very much. Because, as I said, the reason why we are in Afghanistan is to make sure that Afghanistan not once again becomes a safe haven for international terrorism. We saw the consequences back in 2001 when the 9/11 attacks on the United States were organized, planned from Afghanistan. And that's the reason why we went in. Then, of course, I understand that people may ask, we have been there for so long, so why should we continue to be there? Then I think it's important to remember that not many years ago, we were part of a big combat operation with more than 100,000 troops in combat operations in Afghanistan. Now, the NATO mission, which is supported, or the rescue support mission, which New Zealand is contributing to, is a train, assist, and advice mission, where we help the Afghans stabilize their own country, and the Afghans are now taking over a responsibility for security in their own country. And we highly value the contribution from New Zealand because it's high quality. The personnel from New Zealand are very committed. They are playing a key role in helping to educate and to build the National Defense Academy. And that's the best way to help Afghanistan, and that is to help them develop their own forces so they can create security in their own country themselves.
Deutsche Welle, National Public Radio.
Hi, Terry Schultz over here. To the Prime Minister, are you concerned by reports coming out of the U.S. about the drawdown of troops, the potential, the expected drawdown of troops in Afghanistan, with you, of course, continuing your contribution there? And to the Secretary General, a momentous day for Macedonia. All of us who've covered this issue for so many years have waited for this. What is your reaction? Is the Greek Parliament's approval the last hurdle that Macedonia had to becoming a NATO member. What's the next step? How quickly will this happen? Thanks.
Thank you. I'll cover off very briefly the question that you asked. Obviously, the decision of other governments as to the way that they choose to deploy their forces, the length of stay for those forces are ultimately decisions for those individual countries and their leaders. What New Zealand focuses on is, of course, the nature of our contribution, the quality of our contribution. And in Afghanistan, we know with the individuals that we here have there now, which roughly total 11, that we do have high-quality individuals providing an incredibly important role and as part of as part of a wider team, and so that for us, it's about our individual contribution. We don't judge what we're doing relative to others. Those are decisions for them.
Let me just first add one small remark to the previous question on Afghanistan and Iraq, because I forgot to say anything about Iraq. We have launched a training mission in Iraq. We will, of course, welcome also contributions from New Zealand to that training mission. New Zealand is already present in Iraq, but we will, of course, in the context of the global coalition to defeat ISIS, but we will also, of course, welcome contributions to the NATO training mission. Then on the decision in the Greek parliament today, this is an historic decision, and it's a decision I really welcome, because the ratification of the name agreement between Athens and Skopje is historic, because it removes an obstacle for Euro-Atlantic integration of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia into NATO. And it's something we have been supporting for many, many years. And now we see that the name agreement has been supported by a majority in the parliament in Skopje, and now also today in Athens. I would like to commend the leadership and the courage of Prime Minister Tsipras, but also of Prime Minister Zaev. They have made this possible, and this has become possible because they have shown leadership which is really impressive. We will now move on with in the process of getting Fyrom as the 30th member of NATO under its new name, the Republic of Northern Macedonia. We will be able to sign the accession protocol shortly, and then this protocol has to be ratified in the different parliaments, and after that the country will be a full member of the alliance.
The new sub.
Thank you. Secretary General, are you concerned about China and China's growing influence in the Pacific and the South Pacific, and is that one of the reasons why you see New Zealand as an important ally?
So one of the issues we discussed today was the security situation in the Asia-Pacific region. And, of course, we follow that closely for many reasons, not least because of the concerns we have related to the development of nuclear weapons and the nuclear programs of North Korea, but also because we see other challenges in the region. China is a growing power with growing economic might, military might. And, of course, we follow that. NATO is not present in the Asia-Pacific region. But, of course, we have partners in the region. And for us, it is important to always be able to deal with a changing security environment. And we see also that, for instance, when it comes to an issue which is now very urgent for European NATO allies, the INF Treaty, also the treaty related to intermediate range nuclear missiles. This treaty is now in jeopardy, partly because Russia is developing new missiles. But one of the reasons why Russia is developing these new missiles is that China is also deploying the same kind of missiles. So this just illustrates that security is something which is interconnected, and therefore, of course, we also follow the rise of China and their military capabilities.
Lady of the...
Thank you, Secretary Leila Mossadegh from Afghanistan. I would like to ask about peace negotiation. Even sometimes the Afghan government is not optimistic, but the people of Afghanistan are really optimistic. If a peace deal is reached, whatever, NATO relations and assistance to Afghanistan will change or no? Thank you.
First of all, we strongly support the efforts to find a peaceful and negotiate a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan. And we welcome the initiative taken by President Ghani, and we welcome also the talks between the U.S. and the Taliban. And we hope that that can lead to also a process which includes, of course, the Afghan government. I will not speculate about the likelihood of a success, but it is extremely important to support those efforts. The way NATO support those efforts is, of course, to support the Afghan government, political support, practical support, and also through our military presence, because the purpose of military presence in Afghanistan is to send a message to Taliban that they will not win on the battlefield. So they have to sit down at the negotiating table and find a political solution. Then I will expect that a political solution, a peace agreement in Afghanistan, will also address the issue of presence of troops from other countries, including NATO. But it's much too early to speculate exactly what kind of consequences that will have, because that will depend on the character of the agreement. We are ready to continue a partnership, the cooperation with Afghanistan, and our presence is conditions-based, and of course a new peace agreement will have an important consequence for NATO presence in Afghanistan.
Okay, we could have time for one more question over there.
I'm sorry, I didn't have time to have a question at a previous briefing, so if I may. The question is... No, for the Secretary General. Mr. Secretary, what do you think? I'm representing Belarus, Belarus TV station, so the question is, how do you think, what risks does the withdrawal from treaty bring to such countries like Belarus, which are exactly between NATO and Russia? What should our politics do? Maybe join negotiations on someone else, because our people care about it.
Does the INF treaty has been and still is extremely important for all European countries, because these missiles, they can only reach targets in Europe. And the challenge and the problem with the new Russian missiles is that they are mobile, they are hard to detect, they are nuclear capable, they can reach European cities, they have short warning time, so by that they also reduce the threshold for any potential use of nuclear weapons in a conflict. That's the reason why this treaty has been so important. And as you know, it didn't only limit the number of missiles, but it actually banned the whole category of missiles. That's also the reason why we still call on Russia to come back into compliance in a transparent and verifiable way. And that's also the reason why I welcome the very strong message from all NATO allies to Russia to do exactly that. This is, of course, also important for Belarus, but I'm only able to speak on behalf of NATO allies.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.